another great show brought to you by the Law of Attraction Radio Network. The Think, Believe, and Manifest Show with author, master trainer, and certified dream coach, Constance Arnold. Join us every week as we bring you life-changing information that will empower your life. And here's Constance.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And I am your most gracious host, Constance Arnold. And I am broadcasting live today from the beautiful South, fabulous Atlanta, Georgia, with just a little touch of Southern flavor. And I would like to thank all of you for joining me today. And especially, I would like to give a shout out to all of my wonderful, faithful international listeners. I'm so grateful for your loyalty to the show. And I believe that if you're listening wherever you are, that today, that of course the Spirit of God has attracted you here. And your life will never be the same again. Say that with me. My life will never be the same again. Well, how are you doing? Have you had a great week? Have you had an awesome week? I know that you have. I am doing fine. I've had a great week here in Atlanta. And as I said earlier, today is daylight savings time. So for my international listeners, that means that we spring forward 1 hour with our clock so that we have more daylight time. And so that tells you that the year is rapidly leaving us. And of course, you know that I'm still preparing for my one half marathon walk run this year. And I was just informed by my doctor that I needed to take it a little easy on my right ankle because, you know, that's the ankle that I fell and broke. And so the reason that I'm sharing that is because when you have goals or intentions, sometimes you have to realign or make adjustments, and that's just what I did. I didn't become discouraged. I just realigned my thinking, realigned my training schedule, and I kept on walking. All right, well, today I'm going to be teaching on 6 steps to accelerate the manifestation of your dreams for 2012. But before I do, I want to share with you about some of my upcoming guests. Next week, Mr. Peter Samaro, he's the author of The 5 Pillars of Relationships and The Power of the Present Moment. And the week after that, Miss Ann Spangler, she's the author of Praying, The Names of God, and When You Need a Miracle. And I'm so excited about the upcoming shows. I've really been led to bring to you more people who can talk to you about the supernatural, the miraculous, the invisible, the invisible area, that fourth dimension where all of the miracles are, so that we can really accelerate and bring into our lives manifestations for this year. Aren't you tired of just talking and wishing and hoping? So I am certainly going to equip you this year with this great and awesome information that you can make revelation in your own life. And before I go to commercial, I've been getting so many emails about questions about my coaching, and I just want to answer one aspect of my coaching. Some people want to know, so what areas do you coach in? And basically, I coach in all areas, but specifically, these are some areas that I'm currently coaching. Weight loss. For many years, I conducted a 12-step weight loss group, so I help a lot of people with that. Of course, relationships, how to increase wealth and purchase properties, how to discover your purpose and your destiny, or possibly rediscover and reinvent yourself. How do I make a career change? How do I become an entrepreneur? Getting rid of past hurts and self-sabotaging behavior. How to conduct business ventures, and many, many more. But the most important thing is I want you to contact me. It's time. So I'm going to highly recommend that if you cannot afford or if you're not ready for my yearly, which I highly recommend, or my half-year coaching, then you need to purchase my pay-as-you-go. and that would be determined by your own schedule and your own funds, but we need to partner together so that you can begin to make your dreams come true. Your dreams are waiting for you. All right, so go to Constance, or email me rather at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com, or visit my website, fulfillingyourpurpose.com. So that gives you some specifics about my coaching. I can't wait to hear from you. So let's take a quick commercial, and I will be right back.
You are listening to your daily dose of well-being and inspiration on Law of Attraction Radio Network at loaradionetwork.com. Hear this incredible show on your smartphone through Stitcher.com, which goes through your car stereos with Ford Sync or any auto dashboard that has the internet. Listen to our 24/7 broadcast with our mobile app as well, or just listen through an MP3 player or computer. Remember, loaradionetwork.com, heard in over 120 countries, is the radio station for your well-being.
Hello, I am Constance Arnold, your success coach. It is the beginning of 2012, and are you ready for change? Just imagine starting your new business, or working in a career that you truly love, or possibly attracting your soulmate. With my 25 years of experience, coupled with your eagerness to do the work, you can create immediate, outrageous results. We can partner together to begin creating unlimited possibilities in your life. So visit my website today at fulfillingyourpurpose.com and take a look at the varied coaching packages custom designed to fit your very lifestyle. Remember, you are worth the investment. Well, are you ready? Today, I'm going to be talking about 6 steps to accelerate the manifestation of your dream for 2012. And of course, you know that I'm going to be going really slow. That's that teacher in me. So, you know, it's been over 60 days since the new year began, and many of you, like I have, set intentions, you have written goals, you said, this is my year. And so today I just felt led to help you take a look at where you are and to give you some great suggestions to help you to begin to manifest your dreams for this year. Because sometimes it's what we don't know that's really holding us back. I want you to make a firm commitment that this is my year for manifestation. This is a time that you're willing to do the work, you're willing to pay the price, and whatever change need to occur in your thinking, in your being, you're going to do that. So essentially today, I'm going to be teaching you on 6 steps to help you accelerate the manifestations of your dreams for this year. Are you ready? Well, of course, you know I got to have a little introduction. You know how I am. Let me make some basic statements before I get started. Number one. Of course, you know that God desires for you to live an abundant life, and the Spirit is conspiring to help you. The whole universe is conspiring to help get your good to you for 2012. God's not trying to keep anything from you. It's just your lack of knowledge or insight into universal laws. So, universal laws exist in all of our lives, and if you are ignorant of them, it can hinder, impede, or slow down your dream. So you have to do your part. You have to have a clear understanding of what your part is, and then God will do his part because you are what? Co-creators with God. Of course, you know you have to have a clear vision. It must be written down. I'm not going to go into that of what you desire for 2012. And you need to review them on a daily basis. I take a look at my goals twice a day. There were a couple of days this week that I did not, and I can tell how it really impacted me. So you got to keep the vision in front of you. And of course, you have to have a plan of action to move toward your dreams. So I want to know, can you answer yes to all of those statements that I just made? that God is for you, that you have a plan of action, that it's written down, that you understand the universal laws, you understand your part and God's part. Because if the answer to that is no, you need to go back. That's your first step, to take a look at how you need to change in those areas. Okay, so before I get started, I'm going to read a powerful exercise that I used to do in my therapy groups. And I used it when we were talking about change. Because in our lives, sometimes we have seasons. And I want you to see if you can identify with any of this. Number one, I walk down the street. I see a big hole. I fall in deep. I feel helpless. I feel powerless. But it's not my fault. Maybe the second part of your life, I walk down the same street. I see that same hole. I pretend I don't see it. I fall in again. I can't believe I'm in the same place. It takes me a long time to get out. Maybe another part of your life, number three, I walk down the same street. I see a deep hole. I see it, but I still fall in. It's a habit. My eyes are wide open, but it's my own fault. But this time, I get out immediately. Maybe this is the phase of life that you're in. I walk down the street. I see the same deep hole. I walk around it. And lastly, I walk down another street. So on the show today, I'm trying to get you to walk down another street. Alrighty, so what I'm going to be doing with you today is helping you to walk down another street in your thinking, in your being, and in your doing. Number one, to accelerate your manifestation in 2012, using your imagination, one of the first things that you have to do is to see yourself with your desires in 2012. You know, what is now proved is once only imagined, or what is now, what used to be unseen, is what is reality now. So if you want to have something to show up in your life, you have to imagine it. You have to see it. Just think, you have the ability to place anything in your imagination that you desire. I think Einstein said that imagination is more important than knowledge. So begin placing the I am-ness into your imagination. And what do I mean by that? I want you to begin to place in your mind, I am strong. I am beautiful. I am courageous. I am at my ideal weight. I am wealthy. I am healthy. That's what I mean by placing the I am-ness of who you are into your imagination. Can you feel the power of that when I spoke those words? So I'm talking about putting the I am-ness of what you desire for 2012 into your imagination intentionally. I am is your identity. It's who you are. So if you say, I am weak, I'm not smart, I am sick, and you intentionally think and say that, you're putting that into your imagination. You know, I was listening to Dr. Wayne Dyer. You know, he's written so many books, and 2 years ago he was diagnosed with leukemia. And he said that he was going to the doctor, and I think he had 6 children, and all of his children were calling and saying, Dad, how are you feeling today? What's going on? Are you strong today? And he said he started thinking, well, I'm not feeling well today. I'm feeling weak. And then he realized that he was putting that I am-ness into his imagination, and so that's what he was getting more of. And so what did he do? He intentionally began to put into his imagination the I am-ness in his imagination, what he wanted to happen. So he began to put in there, all things are possible with God, or that there are no limits in what I can have, do, or be. And so he said he began to feel stronger. He began to feel better. Why? Because your imagination is powerful. So you can place into your imagination fearlessly the things that you desire. You know, for example, this morning, I just spent some time lying in my bed just placing some of my I am-ness in my imagination. And one thing I saw was I saw me standing before people internationally dressed very casually in my blue jeans and just something very sharp, a really sharp blue shirt with my hair really in a very natural hairstyle, big loop earrings, just walking across the stage, really impacting and changing and sharing life-changing information. So what was I doing? I was placing my I am-ness in my imagination. And so that's what you need to do. Remember in The Secret, what you visualize or what you see, you materialize. So my question for you, I want you to take a look at what have you been placing in your imagination regarding your dreams in January and February for the last 60 days. So this is your exercise. Write out an I am-ness for every area of your life. I got that out. And let's just say there are seven areas: career, finances, family, physical, spiritual, etc. And I want you to say the I am-ness, visualize it just like what I shared, with clarity and emotion. For example, if you're believing for your soulmate, write some I am-ness statements and put it in your mind. See that, feel that, live that just like you have it. All right? So number one is what? Imagination, putting your I am-ness in your imagination. We're talking about how to accelerate your dreams for 2012. Number two, living from the end. In the Bible, Romans 4:17, it said, call those things that be not as though they were. This is a very famous story that most of you know. Abraham was like 99 years old, and God had promised him, Abraham, you're going to have a child. And so many years passed, and nothing happened. How many of you can relate to that? And more importantly, Sarah, his wife, was 90, and she had never had children. So how can you really believe your dream or believe God when so much time has gone by? But God certainly understands our human frailties. And so God taught Abraham a great universal principle. You have to live your life from the end, which is what we're talking about, and call those things that have not even appeared in your life as though they were. You might say, Constance, that is so difficult. It is difficult, but not impossible. And that is what I call living your life from the end, living your dream from the end. You talk from the end. You think from the end. And you see from the end. I'm going to stay there for a minute. Have you been talking from the end of your dream? I am rich. I am abundant. I am prosperous. Have you been thinking from the end of your dream, I am healthy, I am at my ideal weight? And have you been seeing from the end of your dream? Think about that. Over the last 60 days, what have you been thinking? What have you been seeing? And what have you been saying? So let's think about your dreams for 2012. What comes to my mind is I have a client who really wanted to get married. And so I told her, let's start thinking from the end. So what she did was she picked out her wedding dress. She picked out her wedding invitations. She began to exercise and lose weight. She got her credit report updated. She began to think from the end. She began to see from the end. And she began to talk from the end. And of course, she was doing her inner work. And so all of those things, all of those twos that I just shared with you, helped her to keep thinking, believing, and seeing from the end. So my question for you is, what have your thoughts been? What have you been seeing? Have you been seeing lack or abundance? And you know, you really got to be honest here, because this is like a 60-day inventory where you can say, oh, I need to change this, or I need to do more of this, or I haven't been doing that, and just realign your thinking thinking and you're believing with what you don't, because you know your subconscious impresses on your body and your mind and awareness by what you think, what you feel, and what you see. Isn't that amazing? Because your subconscious literally rules your life. They're saying now that I think it's 96% of our daily functions are as a result of our subconscious mind. Isn't that astounding? So what if you consciously begin to think from the end? We're talking about living your life from the end. Begin to see from the end. And begin to what? Talk from the end. Because remember, your subconscious mind cannot distinguish between what is truth and what is false. So if you're constantly saying, I'm fat, your subconscious mind picks up on that, and your fat cells hold on to your fat. And possibly you're wondering, Constance, I have the eating program, but it's not working for me. So remember, when you are living from the end this year, you feel as if you have it now, and your programming is really most impacted by your feelings. So a change in your feelings is a change in your destiny. Say that with me. A change in my feelings is a change of destiny. And when you continually and consistently live your life from the end, the manifestation is inevitable. It has to come. So you say to yourself, what does it feel like to be wealthy now? What does it feel like to be married? What does it feel like to be happy? And just stay there, live there, talk there, feel there. Because when you change the way you look at things, you change things. Isn't that a powerful concept? So what I want you to do is, I want you to take, this is your exercise, take a look at your written goal and honestly see if you have been living, thinking, seeing, and talking from the end. And if not, change that now. Well, if you're just joining me, I'm talking about 6 steps that you can begin to implement into your life to accelerate manifestation in 2012. You know, God is a God of suddenlies. You know, we've been waiting so long because of ignorance, and we've been oblivious to universal laws, but God wants to move now. There are many places in the Bible that say, and suddenly God, or immediately they were healed. And so that's how I want you to think. All right, number 3, we're moving on. Attention. Never give power to outward appearances. Let me say that again. Attention. Never give power to outward appearances. Okay. Never give power to outward appearances. Where is your attention regarding your dreams for this year? To really accelerate your dreams, you must determine where your attention will be placed. What kind of attention have you been placing on your desires? I say you can either be a host to God or a hostage to your ego. Or a hostage to what you see on the outside. So you never give power to your appearances. If you have, if there's a lot of lack in your life, you're not looking at that. You're going inside and you are incubating the thoughts and the feelings of abundance. If you're physically sick, you're going to do what Dr. Wayne Dyer did. You're going to go inside and know that the healing power of God is flowing through every cell of your body. Because when we live outside, we're really paralyzed with fear. It controls us and it limits our lives. So once again, focus only on what you want and choose moment by moment what you're going to give your attention to. I mean, this one is really interesting because I was really watching my own thoughts this week, and a couple of times I had to say, Constance, what are you thinking about? So how much are you allowing your outside appearances to impact your ability to believe that you can manifest your dreams in 2012? And, you know, personally, I think we live on the outside too much. We think on the outside. We pray on the outside. We talk on the outside. We're fearful on the outside. We think on the outside. And so we've been ruled by our outside. And so I'm going to encourage you to deliberately take your attention away from what's going on the outside and what bring it in. And a great example of that is, have you ever gone to the mailbox? You were having a great day. Everything was wonderful. and maybe you just had lunch with friends, and you went to your mailbox, and you open your mail. It's so interesting. I watch people open their mail, and you could see some of the fear on their face. And I remember once I went to the mailbox, and I was so happy, and I was having a great day, and I had a bill, and it was more than what I thought. And what I did was I allowed my attention, and I allowed that piece of paper to change my vibration and my belief. So when I walked to my mailbox, I was feeling one way, but returning to my house, I was filled with fear. Why? Because my attention had been taken from the inside to the outside. Outside means distraction. Inside means attraction. So when you're inside, you're attracting, but when you're outside, you're distracting. So that's a great example of how the outside can rule our day. So really, I want you to think of this great example, that you really spend your thoughts or your attention. Your thoughts are kind of like cash that you use for an exchange of really what you want your desires to be in 2012. And you know, the law of attraction says focus in or put your attention only on what you desire. So since thoughts or attention represent money or an exchange, I want you to think about this. Let's just say I gave you $1,000. And I said, I want you to go and buy whatever you want or whatever you've been focusing in on. And if you are a lady, let's just say your focus was, I want a dress. I'm believing for a black dress. All I want is a black dress. And so I give you the $1,000, and then you go to the store and you buy green, yellow, and blue dresses, and you put them in your closet. But you're saying, I want a black dress. But your attention is, and you're buying with your attention, blue, yellow, and green dresses. And so when you go to your closet and you say, Constance, I don't know why I keep getting blue, yellow, and green dresses in my closet, because I'm really believing for black dressing. But what happened? That person spent that money on what they did not want. So that's just a great example of how we are spending our thoughts. Constance, I'm really believing for abundance, but your attention and you're spending your thoughts every day on lack, not enough, etc. I just think that's just a great example. And so if something is showing up in your life, change your attention, because whatever you focus your attention on gets bigger. All right, so remember that black dress example. That really helped me. So what are you focusing in on, and are you going to make a decision right now that I'm going to focus in on and intentionally put my attention on what I want on the inside? Because you are choosing to focus on your outer appearances, and you are allowing it to control you. So you're really beating the drum of what is, and you cannot change your manifestation when you're in the same vibration. I say that a lot, and what do I mean by that? If you want something different, you have to think, feel, do something different, and then you'll change vibration or change your belief. So we're going to make a decision right now. I am not going to allow outside appearances to hinder, to slow down, or impede my manifestation for 2012. So your exercise for this one is to take out a piece of paper and write down what your focus has truly been over the last 60 days. For example, let's just write down, I've been focusing in on not having enough money to pay my mortgage. And then what are you going to do? You're going to change that to go inside. And I just want to go back to attraction is inside, but distraction is outside. So many of you have been having too many distractions, and we're going to change that, because you know my mantra or my belief or my motto is, it's an inside job. And I'm realizing that more and more, because once you go inside, once you nurture that thought, once you marry that thought, once you become one in union with that thought, miraculous things can happen. All right, so number four, we're moving right along quickly. We're talking about different things, six steps that you can begin to implement into your life that will drastically accelerate the manifestation in your life. I realized that in my life personally, that many things for me were held back by my own ignorance. I just did not have an awareness of really what I was doing. And so I'm trying to give you the quickest way to get from point A to point Z. Are you ready? Okay, number four, overcoming your sense of separation from God or spirit. Let me say that again. Overcoming your sense of separation from God. And I think this is so important. Repeat after me. There is one life. That life is God. That life is my life now. Let's say that again. There is one life. That life is God. That life is my life now. In God I live and move and have my being, and God lives in me and moves through me. And you might say, Constance, what does that have to do with manifestation? Everything, because the truth is that if you're one with God, you're one with all that there is. You're one with the life of God, one with the power of God, and one with all there is. And God is not out there somewhere, but the kingdom of God is on the inside of you. The very life of God, the power, the love, and the ability of God is on the inside of you to help you manifest your dreams. Now, how many of you need the ability of God, the wisdom of God, to really help you manifest your dream? You know, the Bible says that all wisdom and knowledge is hid in God, and that if any man lacks wisdom, let him go to God, and God will give it to you liberally. And so many of you are struggling with the how-tos of manifesting your dream, the how-tos of starting a business, the how-tos of really changing or bringing more love into your life, the how-tos of raising your children as a single mom. When in fact, when there would be a, if you would only realize that the ability of God is your inheritance. Think about that. The wisdom of God is your inheritance. And so the myth has been that we're separate from God. God is up there, out there, and I'm in here. And so it's a powerful partnership when you bring yourself into alignment with who God is, and that there's a realization. You have to acknowledge the presence of God on the inside of you. So when you're in that process of manifestation, you have more confidence. You know you have the power. You spend time quietly in the mornings just saying, I'm just going to lie here and get the wisdom and the knowledge of God for this situation in my life. And so we have really put God in church on Sunday or when we go and pray. But I want you to do a paradigm shift in your thinking that the everlasting God, the everlasting Spirit is always with you. And it is God's desire for you to manifest your dream, because when you do, you're really a light to the world. People will come to you and say, wow, how did you do that? And you'll say, God helped me do this, or I got it from the wisdom of God. I know many times people ask me, how do you look so young? Because I'm in my 50s, and I'm not going to tell you how young I am, but I'm in my 50s. And I tell them, well, you know, many years ago, just doing my meditation times, I got certain intuitions from God. For example, don't eat a lot of sugar. I didn't know then what they said about sugar, or to drink X amount of water, or to implement green drinks, or to think this way, or to speak over your body. Where did that come from? That is the ability of God. And so remember, you are one with God. Whatever your venture is, God is the greatest business person. Can you imagine partnering with the God of the universe with your business idea? So I want you to shift your thinking that God is with you and God to help you. And I don't know if any of you have ever read Joel S. Goldsmith, but he stated that when you're one with God, that you're one with all that there is. You are one with wealth. You're one with your home, one with companionship, one with opportunity, ability, genius, supply, and so on. So during these last 60 days, have you been trying to manifest with a knowledge of being separate from God. And, you know, I think it's in John, it says that you cannot do anything without God, that God is divine and we are connected to God. And as we are connected to God, we produce wonderful results. So I think this is a major one. And once again, I heard Dr. Wayne Dyer talk about this. So I want you to really examine your life in this area and be honest to see if you've been trying to do things on your own and if you've really had a realization of God, the very power that created the universe is on the inside of me, and God wants to help me manifest my dream. God wants to give me wisdom to manifest my dreams. God wants to give me genius and power to manifest my dreams quickly and immediately in 2012. All right, we're talking about how to accelerate your dreams. Those things that you wrote down at the beginning of this year, we're taking an inventory of the last 60 days. You know, I just love taking inventories because it really tells us where we are and what we need to change and what we've been doing. Number five is have faith in yourself and God and your dreams. Have faith in yourself, God, and your dreams. You know, you really have to have faith for what you're believing for in your life. Faith that I deserve this. You know, having a sense of worthiness is one of the main reasons that I believe that people are not manifesting. I'm not good enough. I'm not smart enough. That can happen for Constance, but that can never happen for me. And so I want you to realize that you are an extraordinary person. You got to begin to believe that no matter where you are. You know, just think about it. Take the time to think about all of your talents and abilities. What are you great at? You know, what leaves people speechless when they are around you? What moves people when you do it? What do you love about yourself? What comes easy for you? You know, I was around someone the other day and they were cooking, and I must admit, guess what? I'm not a great cook. I'm trying, but I'm not a great cook. I have someone who helps me with that. But this person was in the kitchen, and I was just sitting on the bar stool looking at them. And I mean, they made a dinner within like 35 minutes, and they were putting in all kind of fresh herbs. And I mean, when I ate that meal, it was like, wow, it was so great. Why? Because that person had the culinary, extraordinary culinary talents and abilities. And so when you are believing for your dream this year, you've got to recognize and acknowledge the great things about yourself. And you might say, Constance, God wants us to be humble. Well, God wants you to acknowledge and to recognize how great and extraordinary you are. You're not bragging. You're not boasting. You're just what? Acknowledging who you are. So have faith in yourself. I know so many people, they don't have faith in themselves. They have faith in Constance and in other people, but not themselves. So you have to have faith in yourself. You have to acknowledge yourself and believe in yourself. And remember that faith is a very powerful force. It rearranges and changes things in your life. Faith is a voice. I remember once I went down to Mississippi, and I think I've shared this, and my girlfriend's house was completely demolished by Hurricane Katrina, and she lived right on the water, and I went to just sort of console her and to be with her, and so we could hardly find the place where she lived. And she was walking around, and it's such debris, such devastation I've never experienced. And it was just mile after mile of everything just being flat. And I just allowed her some quiet time to walk along, and I was just walking behind her. And the Spirit just spoke to me. And when I said it, I mean, I just got an intuition or a revelation. I didn't hear a real voice. And it said to me, Constance, your words and your faith can literally rearrange the landscape of your life. So I want you to remember that faith in God, faith in yourself, faith in your dream is a force, and it can literally rearrange the landscape of your life. And I always say when God hears faith, it's unstoppable. Things change. And think about this. Faith in God and faith in yourself is a blank check. That means you can write out as much as you desire. What can you believe for yourself? What can you believe you can do? What can you believe that co-partner with God that the two of you could do? So faith is a blank check. So this is what I want you to do. I want you to write down what you're great at. Remember I said earlier you have to believe in yourself, and so sometimes writing those things down so that you can see them clearly. For example, with me, I would say I'm a great communicator. I'm an extraordinary coach. I have great insight. I'm a great strategist. I'm a people lover. I'm a great communicator. I have great interpersonal skills. I'm a great social person. When I go to an event, my whole purpose is to listen to people and get to know people and have a great exchange of ideas. So that's what I want you to do with yourself so that you can see on paper how extraordinary you are. And I always say, once you do that, you really identify your gifts and your talents. And wherever your gift is, wherever your talent is where your money is. But that's another show. So we're talking about what? Having faith in yourself and God and your dream, because you are truly an extraordinary person. And that faith is a blank check. And according to what you believe would determine what will manifest in your life. All right, this is so rich. And the last one, number six, is the power of giving while you're in the process of manifestation. So you might say, Constance, you were doing pretty good until you talked about giving. What in the world does giving have to do with manifesting my dreams? You know, I learned many years ago from a millionaire that when you're in the process of manifesting your dreams and it seems like nothing is happening, or it seems like, man, this is just taking too long, that giving is a force. And, you know, Einstein stated that everything moves in circles and has a boomerang effect. And the Bible talks about casting your bread on the water and many days it will return to you. And also, when you give, it will be given back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, shall men give into your bosom, so, or unto your purse. That's what that means. So giving gets things moving in your life. When you're giving, it starts circulating things and moving things. And so if you're kind of stuck right now, or if your business is stuck right now, start giving. If you have some free products that you have, let's just say you have some hair products, start giving some of those away in small samples. Or if you want to start a business, start giving some volunteer time, and I'm going to talk about that. So whatever you need to give to others. A great example of that would be many years ago in the 1990s when I was first starting, I guess, my counseling practice, 1991, something like that. I tell you what, I could not get any clients. And so I was also trying to get some counseling clients, and I wanted to speak. So what I started doing in order to get things moving, I started speaking on a pro bono basis. So that meant that I would freely go to local Chamber of Commerce's women's organization and anybody who would listen to me and say, hey, listen, I would love to come and speak to your group. You don't have to pay me anything. And guess what? Over time, over a period of time, why? Because I began to move and give. People start asking me to come to speak to their organization, and they wanted to pay me. And that's why I tell people who are unemployed that volunteering is a powerful form of giving. So when you're volunteering, you may not be working right now, so leave your house, sign up with some organizations where you want to give. For example, I'm going to be volunteering with the Marathon organization here in Atlanta. Why am I doing that? Because I want to give. I want to plant. I want to encourage someone else. So if you're kind of bored right now, you're not working, begin volunteering at your children's school or any organization that you're interested in, because what? Giving is a powerful force that will get things moving in other areas of your life. So if you're feeling stuck, what can you do? Give. Give money. Give time. Give a listening ear. Clean out your closet. Listen to some children. Mentor or coach some elementary children. Coach a soccer team, a football team. But what? Get moving in order to celebrate your dreams for this year. So giving is a powerful force. All right, so let's review very quickly. The first one was what? Imagination. That's putting your I am into your imagination. The second one is living your life from the end, thinking from the end, talking from the end, feeling from the end. Man, that's powerful. The third one is attention. Never give power to your outward appearances. Never give power to your five senses, to what you see, to what's currently in your life. Number four, understand that you are one with God and you're not separate. You're one with the power of God, one with the supply of God, one with the genius of God. Isn't that awesome? Number five, have faith in yourself, God, and your dream. Realize what an extraordinary person you are. Realize how powerful, how much God loves you. Realize that you are worthy to manifest and receive your dreams. And lastly, the power of giving. Start giving in order to get things circulating and moving in your life. Man, that was powerful. That really encouraged me. And I'm going to go back to the beginning, what I said in the beginning, and reread what I read about how we're really going to change our thinking this year about walking down the street. And I'm trying to find it here. Here we go. I walk down the street, or you walk down the street, you see a big hole, you fall in deep, helpless. It's my fault. I'm powerless. And we're certainly not going to walk in that one in 2012, right? Number two, you walk down the street, you see the hole, you pretend you don't see it, you fall in again, and you can't believe that you're in the same place. It takes you a long time to get out. And we certainly are not going to walk in that one because we understand that we can deliberately choose moment by moment what we want to happen in our lives. Number three, we walk down the street, same hole, you see it, but you still fall in. It's a habit. Your eyes are open, but it's your own fault. But this time you get out immediately. And because you're co-creators with God, you have the power of God and the inherent ability of God, you don't have to live in a habit of doing the same thing over and over again. You walk down the same street or the same way of thinking or the same way of doing, there is a deep hole. You walk around it. But what we've done tonight, ladies and gentlemen, is we walk down another street. Another street in our thinking. Another street in our being. Another street in our believing. Another street in our faith, because we realize that we were created to live an extraordinary, abundant, purposeful, and powerful life. And so it is. Wow, that was just awesome. I tell you what, I encourage myself on that one. So I want you to listen to this podcast really again and again, over and over, because indeed it's really, really powerful. So, once again, I want to remind you of my products. Go to fulfillingyourpurpose.com. Let me tell you what I have for you there. I have a powerful book. If you can't afford coaching, go and purchase my book. It's a workbook, 20 years worth of psychological, spiritual, clinical kinds of things that will really help you to identify your self-sabotaging behavior, your limiting beliefs. And then part two will move you into the nowness of your life. And part three will give you strategies and steps. There's lots of exercises. You're going to do lots of journaling, lots of writing. And that's 20 years worth of my work and worth of 20 years worth of insight into how I've helped 10,000 people. I have MP3 affirmations, one on success, one on prosperity, and one on self-love. And you really need to get the one on self-love. It's just $1.99, and you need to listen to it. You heard me talk about earlier about how 96% of what we do every day is controlled by our subconscious mind. So we want to reprogram our thinking. This is where you actually go in and you do the work. We're reprogramming our thinking around what we're going to have in our life. So I have that. And, of course, I have my coaching packages. I have a one-year coaching package where if you coach with me for a year, you will have 12 sessions, and then I will give you 6 additional sessions. The package is really worth $5,000, but I'm allowing you to have it for $1,500. And it's just a powerful, powerful package. That's the one that I highly recommend. And my guarantee with my yearly coaching is if you coach with me for a year and your life is not drastically changed, I will refund you some of your money back because it's a guarantee. And then, of course, I have my 6-month coaching package and my pay-as-you-go. So once again, visit my website at fulfillingyourpurpose.com. Send me an email. Tell 3 of your friends about this wonderful show. Tell them how it's changing your life. My email is Constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. Well, once again, this is Constance Arnold with the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show on the Law of Attraction Radio Network, saying to you, expect a miracle this week and believe this, the best is yet to come.
Thanks for joining us today on Think, Believe, and Manifest. We'll be back next week with another great show. For more information, go to fulfillingyourpurpose.com.